Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We are going to sing, I Talk to Jesus. You can make praying hands as we sing. And think about what you want to say to Jesus.
Hello, may I help you?
Hi, Grandma.
I talk to Grandma on the phone, on the phone, on the phone. I talk to Grandma on the phone, and she hears me, I know. I talk to Jesus when I pray, when I pray. When I pray, I talk to Jesus when I pray, and He hears me, I know.
In our next song, Here Is My Money for Jesus, let's get some money. You can ask your parents if you can hold real money, or you can get play money, or you can just pretend you're holding money that we can give to Jesus as an offering. It's good for us to practice giving. Even if we only have a little, let's sing.
Here is my money for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. Here is my money for Jesus. I'll give my money to Him. Here is my money for Jesus, for Jesus, for Jesus. For Jesus, I'll give my money to Him.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. A widow woman gave an offering. How much did she give?
2 coins.
That's right. She gave 2 coins, or 2 mites. Question number 2. Who gave more, the widow woman or the rich men at the church?
The woman did. Who gave a few?
The widow gave more. But how did she do that? She was poor. She gave all she had and trusted God would take care of her. The others had a lot, but they only gave a little bit of what they had. So the woman gave more. And question number 3. Does God love when we give gifts cheerfully?
Yes.
Yes. God loves a cheerful giver. Our lesson today is hens. Matthew 23:37.
A hen gathered her chicks under her wings.
Little baby chicks are so cute, aren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe you have held one.
I like the idea to hold chickies.
Did you like that a lot?
Yeah.
They're not quite as cute when they're grown up, but they're still kind of cute. What did it feel like?
Holding a baby rabbit.
It was so, so soft. What did baby chicks sound like?
Cheep, 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 cheep.
Do you know what we call chicks when they grow up?
A mama rooster.
No.
Rooster.
A chicken.
A chicken.
When they grow up, they're not all cute and fluffy, but when they're chicks, they are so cute. Chickens are one of the birds in God's great nature book. There's a lot of things we can learn about chickens. Did you know that there are more chickens in the world than any other kind of bird? There may be as many as 25 billion chickens in the world. That's more chickens than there are people. A mommy chicken is called a hen. A daddy chicken is called a rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo. And you know what baby chickens are called, don't you? They're chicks. Hens love their baby chicks, and they watch over them very carefully. Some people don't think chickens are very smart, but the mother hens know how to protect their babies. If danger is around, the mommy chicken protects her chicks Do you know how she protects them?
No.
The mother hen gathers her chicks underneath her wings to keep them safe.
Why do you think she does that?
She wants to keep care of her kids. That's why.
That's all right.
One time, I saw a chicken, and it looked like it was only a chicken. And suddenly, out from underneath her wings, pop! A bunch of little chicks came running around, 8 or 9 of them. They were hiding underneath her wings safely. Jesus knew how much hens would love their chicks, and he even talked about it in a Bible storybook. A mommy hen can lay a lot of eggs. If people keep taking her eggs away, the hen will keep laying more to have more babies. Jesus made the chickens, and he cares for them. But who do you think he loves more, chickens or you? Yes, you. He wants to tuck you under his wing and keep you safe, just like the hen does for her chicks. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse today is 2 Corinthians 9:7. God loves a cheerful giver. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver, God loves a cheerful giver.
I'm so glad you joined us today as we have time with Jesus. It's the best way to start our day. You can keep listening to this podcast and the other one for this week, and there'll be another one out on Sunday. You can listen to them over and over so you can learn all you can about Jesus, your best friend. Let's fold our hands and we'll pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you that you want to protect us. Thank you that you know how to protect us and that you love us. Help us to remember that you are our helper every time we see a chicken with their baby chicks that will know that you love us more than she even loves her babies. Come into our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Join us for our closing song, "'Tis Love That Makes Us Happy." As you learn the words, try singing it, and then you can sing it along.
"'Tis love that makes us happy, 'tis love that smooths the way. It helps us mind, it makes us kind to others every day. God is love for his little children.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.